You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Thursday, June 27th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
The equity markets rose on Wednesday. Nifty was up by 0.62%, while Sensex edged up by 0.8%. It's been 7 years since the central government imposed the goods and service tax, commonly known as GST in India. The aim was to create a common market where sellers and buyers didn't have to worry about a myriad of state and municipal taxes. However, the current slab structure has introduced a lot of complexities into the tax structure. The largest friction point has been over the funds that states receive from the center. HowIndiaLives.com analyzes these claims and tries and figures out if the distribution of collected taxes is equitable for all the states. Central banks in the UK and Canada have cut their interest rates. The US Federal Reserve, which directly and indirectly controls the world economy to a large extent, has been mulling a rate cut for months as well. India's mutual fund industry is anticipating such a move from the Reserve Bank of India as well. If that happens, funds want to cash in. They're doing this via duration funds, a portfolio of bonds. Bond yields change according to current interest rates. As Anil Poste explains, a declining interest rate would provide higher returns via longer duration bonds. Mutual fund experts are bullish considering India's inflation and the relatively stable economic environment. Even just a 50 basis point cut, that's 0.5% over the next 12 months, would greatly improve the yields of this bond, Anil writes. Ask any layperson for categories of four-wheelers, and they would probably list out hatchbacks, sedans, and SUVs. But ask any sector experts, they tell you CV and PV, commercial and passenger vehicles, respectively. Commercial vehicles are a category of vehicles that you wouldn't really buy. This includes trucks, buses, vans, and tempos. Tata Motors has now decided to split its two businesses in order to focus better on these respective segments. The combined entity had CVs as the cash cow, but was bankrolling Tata's PVs. Nehal Chalyawala writes that now that the PV segment has turned profitable on its own, Tata Motors' split between the two will help CVs power through on the back of its own revenue. Meanwhile, PVs, which include the new successful upstart electric vehicle as well, will hope to achieve an EBITDA margin of 10%. Every year, the government boasts of lifting millions of people out of poverty. However, as N. Madhavan writes, the way it goes about isn't the most reliable. Poverty is measured by arriving at a poverty line. Those who fall under this line are considered poor by definition. The current achievements have been touted because we are still using the poverty line set in 2012. Experts are now calling for a new line that takes into account the inflation and living conditions. If you're looking to buy a new factory, you might want to wait for just a bit more. In a bid to encourage India's lagging manufacturing sector, the government had put a 15% tax rate for new manufacturing facilities. This started in 2019 and led over 23,000 factories opening in FY20. However, COVID-induced lockdown stalled progress. This scheme's validity expired on 31st of March this year. Girish Chandra Prasad reports that the government is likely to restore this concessional rate in their next budget. A lower tax rate is a great incentive for India's manufacturing sector to take off, and the new government is counting on it. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We're eagerly looking forward to our next Top of the Morning episode, which will be packed with fresh business news. Until then, have a great day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.